Russia and China have said they would try to block any attempt by the United States to sabotage the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. Foreign Ministers Sergei Lavrov and Wang Yi made the pledge at the end of their meeting in China. Lavrov told reporters that Moscow and Beijing are against revising any international agreement. He said the two countries think the American withdrawal from the JCPOA would be counterproductive as it reduces years of talks to zero. Iran's foreign minister has also urged the European signatories to the deal to encourage President Trump to stay in the deal and to begin implementing Washington's part of the bargain. Earlier, a top United Nations diplomat called on all parties to the Iran deal to comply with the terms of the agreement.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
The UN official in charge of disarmament affairs said the United Nations hoped that all participants remained committed to the implementation and long-term preservation of the nuclear accord. President Donald Trump gave his European allies a deadline until May 12th to fix the deal. Iran and other signatories on a number of occasions have stressed that they will not renegotiate the agreement. Joining us live now from Beijing to discuss that further is Mr. Einar Tangen, who is an author and columnist. Sir, thanks so much for joining us here on Press TV. How important do you think, Mr. Tangen, it is that Russia and China are standing by this deal and have promised to fight for it to remain?
Well, I think it's absolutely crucial, especially if you start looking at the broader context here. The United States is about to negotiate with North Korea. If, in fact, there's going to be any progress, there has to be a system of trust that an agreement that is signed will be followed through. This is against the entire international order. I mean, if any other country were to say, we signed a contract, but now I want to renegotiate that, the U.S. would be up in arms. Imagine if Donald Trump and all the people he declared bankruptcy on, what if they came back and said, look, we don't like the spirit of what you did. We don't like the contract. We want to renegotiate. This is absolutely beyond the pale, and it represents a much larger issue that the U.S. is continuing to isolate itself, whether it's economically by pushing unilateral tariffs, whether it's politically through climate change denial, or reneging on agreements signed internationally that people are relying on.
So then, what is your feeling about what may happen, obviously, on May 12th? Do you think that the Europeans will be able to satisfy or convince Trump by that time, or even the Russians and Chinese?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Donald Trump, as we all know, has had a number of domestic issues that he's dealing with, whether it's from the organization of his White House and the conduct of the people that he's appointed to high office, to the lawsuits and investigations that are going against him. He's anxious to create or change the narrative in any way possible. This is a perfect opportunity for him to stand up, hope for his base, who believes that this is a wrong move, and I think he will continue to do that. Unfortunately, the long-term consequences for the U.S. are dire. It is uniting everybody against it. Literally, the only people who are for this quote, renegotiation and tough talk for the United States and Israel.
And as a final thought there, Mr. Tangen, if and when that does happen, if Donald Trump does walk away from the JCPOA, what does that mean for the deal itself, do you think? Many people have argued in the past that the deal can still survive with as long as the Europeans, the Russian, and the Chinese stand by it.
Well, this is the real question. I mean, you've already seen a number of moves away from petrodollar hegemony that it was established in the early 70s, with Iran and Russia moving towards, having said that they will settle all trade to euros. You could see a stampede in that direction. This is very, very dangerous to the U.S. economy. If there's a flood of U.S. dollars going back to the U.S., or they're no longer becomes relevant, it could literally topple the United States government. So I don't know that Trump or his mercantilistic advisors actually understand or believe this is possible, but it is a grave danger and one that threatens the future of America.
Very well, sir. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.